All ayes, oyay, oyay, oyay. The United States Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims is now in session. The Honorable Robert M. Davis presiding. All other business before this court, draw near and you shall be heard. God bless the United States and this honorable court. Please be seated.
Good morning. I'm Chief Judge Davis. To my right is Judge Allen, and to my left is Judge Valdi. We're here today in the matter of Simon against Wilkie, docket number 17-1361, to consider what is the meaning of the phrase ratings which have continued for long periods at the same level, 5 years or more, as used in 38 CFR Section 3.344C. Did the Board of Veterans Appeals commit error when it determined that the regulation 3.344A was not for application at the time of the September 1974 rating reduction? For counsel for both parties, please note your appearance for the record.
Good afternoon, Your Honors. Christian McTarnigan from the appellate. For the appellant, and with me at counsel's table, Amy Odom of the law firm of Chisholm, Chisholm & Kilpatrick.
Good morning.
Michael Imber for the secretary, along with Deputy Chief Counsel Edward Cassidy.
Good morning. Welcome here. Are both parties ready to proceed?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, Your Honor.
Each party will have 30 minutes to present their respective arguments. Counsel for the appellant, do you wish to reserve a portion of your time for rebuttal?
Yes, Your Honor. 10 minutes, please.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. McTarnigan, you may proceed.
Good afternoon again, Your Honors. May it please the Court. The Board conceded that the regional office did not apply the provisions of 3.344 in the 1974 rating decision that reduced Mr. Simon's 30% rating. Its affirmance of the regional office's determination misinterprets the rule. The Board said that a change in the rating meant that the veteran's disability was not stabilized. Contrary to the Board's view, the rating can change as long as there is a baseline severity of the disability throughout the five-year period. This Court...
So what language in the regulation do you use to support that statement?
The portion of the regulation, Your Honor, that says that 3.344C does not apply to disabilities which have not become stabilized.
So, but the first sentence of that, not the first sentence of C, I guess it's really the second sentence.
Yes, Your Honor.
But it says the provisions of the earlier paragraph apply to, it says, ratings which have continued for a long period of time. Do you see that?
Yes, Your Honor.
So wouldn't we have to then read into the word ratings something far more than what would be commonplace, which would be, well, a rating?
Well, I don't think so, Your Honor, because the entire concept of subsection C is about one's or a veteran's disability. And here we have a veteran who has had at least a 30% rating for the required 5 years, Your Honor.
But is that at the, quote, same level? I mean, take this as an example. Assume you're in a building and you're on the 20th floor for 3 years, and then you move your law office to the 40th floor for another 3 years. Nobody would ever say that law firm has been at the same level for 6 years because they've been at 20 and then they've been at 40, right?
Well, in terms of a building, Your Honor, I would have to agree with you, but in terms of the regulation and what the concept of stability of a disability means in the context of 3.344, this is a regulation that's attempting to protect a veteran's longstanding rating. And Mr. Simon has had at least a 30% disability rating for the required 5-year period. So in the context of the regulatory and statutory scheme, the word stability does apply to his case, and that's consistent with Judge Norman's decision in the Simunovich case, as well as the Secretary's pleadings in that case. The court and the Secretary agrees with the veteran's interpretation of the plain language of the regulation that it does, in fact, apply to Mr. Simon's case because he has had at least a 30% disability rating for the required 5 years.
I'm wondering this, a veteran starts in year one and is rated 100%. And then let's assume year two is reduced to 90, year three is reduced to 80, year four to 70, right? And then year five to 60. I mean, your theory that at that point in time, he is protected. He or she is protected at 60%, even though the condition has been steadily improving over 5 years. That seems to be consistent with what you're saying, but absolutely at odds with the language of the regulation.
I disagree, Your Honor, because simply because the rating has changed, that does not mean that there isn't a disability severity that has stabilized throughout the 5-year period. In your example, Your Honor, that would be the 60% rating. So it doesn't mean that the hypothetical veteran's rating could not be reduced from that 60% level, Your Honor. The regional office or the board would simply have to comply with the requirements of 3.344A.
Wouldn't, in that rating though, wouldn't almost every veteran get the heightened scrutiny of 3.44A because they'd be able to find a baseline over a 5-year period? And given Judge Allen's hypothetical as one example, another is just someone's got 30 down to 10, up to 50. They've got a 10 in there somewhere. And almost many, most veterans would qualify then for that heightened scrutiny.
If they've had a disability rating for 5 years, Your Honor, yes.
So that almost all veterans then would have same level for 5 years.
Well, I don't think it would apply to those who have had a non-compensable rating, Your Honor, because then we would be in the concept of severance.
Right.
Exactly, Your Honor. Yes, so we would argue that because the veteran has had a baseline severity of a disability for the 5 years required by the regulation, then the regulation would apply. And because the concept and the rationale, although we don't have any legislative history, appears to be to protect veterans' ratings who have been relying on those benefits, then we wouldn't think it would apply.
But if a veteran is, if their rating is going sort of up, down, that's literally not the same, right, over the period of time, why would they have any reliance interest on the rating? So the fundamental notion I see behind subsection C is basically the department saying, look, if you've had a 50% rating for 5 years, we're going to say, listen, you should be able to basically order your life around the fact that you're going to have 50% unless something really bad changes or something really good changes because you've improved. But if I've gone up and down in that period of time, in sort of the county's way, I don't really have a reliance interest because my rating is moving. And so it seems to me that's what the regulation is trying to get at, isn't it?
I'm not sure that I agree with that, Your Honor, because I think that there is, to use your phrasing, there is a reliance interest in the at least level of a veteran's severity. In Mr. Simon's case, that 30% rating. So, and the Secretary, in fact, agrees that the rating can change, yet the regulation applies. In this Milutinovic case, the veteran was first rated at 40, then was rated at an 80%, and then was improperly reduced to a 20%. And in fact, in a recent memorandum decision, the court agreed that the 40% rating in that case was stabilized. That is the same. Applying that logic to Mr. Simon's case should result in the same result, Your Honors. The 30% rating has in fact stabilized, just as Mr. Simonovich's 40% rating has stabilized.
And Simonovich, can that be distinguished in that the disability rating was increasing rather than improving?
I don't think so, Your Honor, because if the protection works from a 40 to an 80 to a 20, our position is that it should equally work from a 50 to a 30 and then the improper reduction to 10. And I would like to focus on the fact that we're looking at the reduction of the 30% rating. I think it needs to work both ways, Your Honor, because otherwise I can't see the application being consistent.
Mr. McTarnan, that was not the Secretary's position in the briefing in Simonovic, was it? I thought that the Secretary took a position that, in fact, because the rating increased from 40 to 80, that could be viewed as a stabilizing level, but if it went the opposite direction, that wouldn't be the case. But maybe I read that in the briefing here.
I believe that that's in the briefing here, Your Honor. I do not believe, from my reading of the Secretary's pleadings in the Simonovic case, as well as this Court's memorandum decision, that there was a distinction made in that respect, Your Honor. So I think that that's an argument that the Secretary is making today.
That it would not work if the rating levels were decreased, but it would work if the rating levels were increased.
Yes, Your Honor, I believe, and I don't mean to speak for the Secretary, but from my reading of their pleadings, I believe that is their argument. And our response would be that it can't, in our opinion, in our position, is that it can't work in one way and not the other, because the Board in this case focused on the fact that the history was inconsistent with the disability that had become stabilized. That is the Board's error here. And once the Board has made that error, Your Honors, because we are in the context of a rating reduction, we would argue that this Court has the authority to reverse that determination.
Is that a reasons or bases a remand then for the to determine whether or not the disability has been improved?
Well, this Court certainly could remand the case, Your Honor, but we believe because this involved a rating reduction and the other Q elements 2 and 3, would be met on these facts, there's no reason to remand, Your Honor. But if the Court is inclined, of course, because we've established that the Board has made an error and the Board refused to move to problems 2 and 3 of the Q analysis, and that error is not harmless, then the Court can certainly remand this case.
So your position is that the rating fluctuation should work both ways?
Yes, Your Honor, exactly.
Well, let me ask you this, Mr. McTarnan. In 1968, the service member received a 10% rating level for, at that time, I think it was called anxiety disorder. And several months later, in March, 50%, right? An examination was scheduled 6 months after that. It didn't happen until about a year and a half later. And then, based on that later examination, Mr. Simon was rated at 30%. In 1974, an examination indicated Mr. Simon's condition was improving and rated him at 10%. Why didn't the appellant appeal that rating in 1974? Because we're back, we're 30, 40 years later and asking for a Q determination here when it seems to me that could have been appealed in 74.
Well, to answer your direct question, I don't know why the veteran did not appeal that particular rating, Your Honor, but I believe that because through our representation and the court agreed that we raised a valid allegation of Q, that is sufficient to bring the issue of Q and to attack that rating decision now. To answer your direct question, but to go a little further, Your Honor, the 10% rating, if I'm remembering this correctly, was a pre-discharge rating. However, the veteran's 50% rating was an automatic rating based on 4.129, at least that regulation at the time, because there was a severe anxiety reaction in service that led to Mr. Simon's discharge from the service. So the first time that the VA was able to take a look at the actual symptoms that Mr. Simon had was in the 30%. The rating that gave him a 30% rating based on the current symptoms then, not based on an improvement of symptoms, Your Honor.
Why should we adopt... So you have to agree it's not a crazy interpretation that same level means, 50% for 5 years. I mean, that's not a nonsensical interpretation, right?
No, Your Honor, but...
So my point is, that one we're saying to adjudicators dealing with whatever, 1.3 million claims, 1.5 million claims a year, that's pretty easy to apply, because you basically need a calendar and then a list of the ratings over that 5 calendar years. Wouldn't yours add much more complexity, because you'd have to be looking at underlying symptomatology?
I don't think that the regional office or the board would have to look to underlying symptomatology, Your Honor, because what they would only have to look at is the ratings. And that's why the question as to whether 3.344 applied is a legal question and would show, and this court could reverse, because the first element of the Q analysis is whether the law was correctly or incorrectly applied at the time the decision was made. So all this court and the adjudicators would have to look at is what the ratings were, not the underlying symptomatology. In Mr. Simon's case, his 30% rating had become stabilized because his disability had been at least 30% disabling for that time period. That is not a question of fact, Your Honor. We believe that that is a question of law.
Let me ask you, I think it's important that when we look at regulations, we try to be consistent with the language in the regulation and other parts. And here you have three sentences in the same section. I want to tell you, you tell us how we should read these. The first sentence, this is subsection C.
Yes, Your Honor.
The provisions in paragraphs A and B of this section apply to ratings which have continued for long periods of time at the same level, 5 years or more. The next sentence says they do not apply to disabilities, changing from ratings now to disabilities. They do not apply to disabilities which have not become stabilized and are likely to improve. And then reexaminations disclosing improvement in these disabilities will warrant reduction in rating. So, I think a fair reading of that is that the first sentence is defined by the next two sentences. So when it talks in terms of a rating continuing for a long period of time at the same level, that is a stabilized rating as defined in the next couple sentences. It's a stabilized disability as defined in the next two sentences. Is that a fair reading?
So the first sentence is the sentence that starts the provisions of paragraph A and
right.
B, correct? Okay, not the title. Well, our position is that what's really important about subsection C is the stabilization of the rating, because a stabilized rating is a rating, or the subsection applies, rather, Your Honor, when a rating has been stable, and a stable rating is one that has been
at the same level
for the five-year period. So it's a bit circular, I would admit, Your Honor. But I think the concept of the entire regulation is the stabilization of disability evaluations. Does that answer your question, Judge Fathi?
Disability evaluations.
Disability evaluations, exactly.
So ratings.
Well, disability evaluations are a number that is given to describe the severity of a disability. And in this case, Mr. Simon's disability was at least 30% disabling for the required 5 years. And on that basis, it's our position that subsection C applies, and that the board was wrong when it found that his disability was inconsistent with one that became stabilized, because that's the only part of the regulation that the board relied upon, and we believe that that was error.
Does the interpretation you're seeking work different for those disabilities that are kind of build upon each other? So you're rating at this level if you have these symptoms, but if you add these two more, you go up to this level, or you add these two more, you go up to this level, versus those disabilities that are described as moderate, severe, moderately severe.
Sure. I think you're asking about successive rating criteria, Your Honor. It would apply equally to a successive rating criteria as well as a mild, moderate, severe rating criteria. We think it would be static across the VA disability.
As long as you have that baseline rating for 5 years, you're in this protected status.
Yes, Your Honor. And we, in fact, believe, although, as I noted before, there isn't any legislative history that can guide us to exactly why, but we believe that's consistent with trying to protect veterans' ratings that have been in place for long periods of time, for the 5 years or more.
Mr. Tarnigan, how should this regulation have been written to be more consistent with the position you're taking?
Well, Your Honor, I personally don't think that it would have to be rewritten, Your Honor. I think that the plain language here is clear that the VA was trying, and I think they should be proud of this, to protect ratings that have been in place for long periods of time.
But couldn't the Secretary have said, as we look at protecting ratings, then we will average rating levels over the 5 years, and whatever that quote baseline is would end up being the stabilization factor? I mean, wouldn't that be more consistent with your approach than what's here?
I don't necessarily think so, Your Honor. I think that the language of the subsection C is on its face explaining exactly what you had just suggested, Your Honor, that when there is a baseline of severity, when a disability has stabilized, and I see that I'm out of time, Your Honor.
You may complete
that. Thank you, Your Honor. I think it's clear enough.
Could I ask one question?
Yeah.
You have
fine. So, even from your position that subsection C is ambiguous or not?
Not, Your Honor. We believe that the plain language of the regulation is as far as the court needs to go to understand how it applies, and that it did apply in Mr. Simon's case. And in fact, Your Honor, the Secretary has not asked for deference in this case. So we believe that the plain language is what the court should rely upon in finding that the board was wrong, that Section 3.344 did not apply.
I mean, you say plain language, but same does not mean same. Stabilized does not mean level, and ignore the language about likely improving. I mean, you didn't come up with a better definition for the Chief Judge, but, well, saying using baseline instead of same would have been a helpful language for regulation to use.
At least, maybe?
Yeah.
You know, a word like at least. I mean, I'm having the same trouble with Judge Galvi, and I think it's having, although we haven't compared notes. Sometimes words that usually mean something can, in context, mean something totally different, right? And can sometimes mean more. But you know, most of the time, and means ain't. And so, is it conceivable that same level could bear the meaning you're asking me? Sure, it's not impossible, but boy, it seems much more likely that they use the words to mean what we would think of them, right? I'm going to walk on the same level. I'm not walking on more than one floor. I'm walking on the third floor for 5 years. So it's really difficult to see why we should use the language to bear that weight.
Because I think it's important to understand what the regulation was trying to do, what the purpose of the regulation was. And in this instance, the purpose of the regulation is to protect the veterans' ratings.
So why should we look, I don't mean to get into, legislative or regulatory philosophy here, but why in the world would we need to look at what the purpose of the regulation is if we decide that same level means same level? At that point in time, why do we need to look at that purpose?
Well, because I think the court can look to the purpose to understand the plain meaning of this regulation, that we wouldn't be into the realm of deference in that particular context. To understand the purpose of the regulation would help the court effectuate the intent of the regulation and to understand why, in our position, it applies to Mr. Simon's case because he has had at least the same severity of his disability at a 30% for the required 5-year period. And we believe that's exactly the situation that Section 3.344C was intended to apply to. There are no further questions, Your Honor. Thank you.
May it please the court, the secretary submits that the board decision should be affirmed that found no clear and unmistakable error in the 1974 rating decision. Here, the board found that 38 CFR section 3.344C was not applicable in this case because the rating was not in its place for 5 years. In this case, in 1968, he was granted a 50% rating. It was subsequently reduced as of January 1970. So that 30% rating in 1970 had a 5-year period under C before it vested.
Mr. Embry, what does the same rating level mean in the Secretary's regulation?
We believe the plain meaning means it has to be at the same level. So that he was assigned a 30% rating as of January 1970. So it means that rating, nothing lower.
30%.
Correct. Here would be 30% in 1970.
How do you distinguish Simonovich?
Simonovich is the correct interpretation here. The second sentence, as you talked about earlier, Your Honor, says that sections A and B do not apply to disabilities that have not stabilized and are likely to improve. In our case, we had a 50% rating in 1968 that was subsequently reduced in 1970, and then subsequently reduced in 1974 before the 30% did enter the 5-year period. However, in Simonovich, it was a 40% rating in 2005, and subsequently in 2010, it was increased because it was getting worse, not improving. As a result, that 40% rating was 5-year period continued when it was increased to 80% because the condition got worse. And there was also a hearing loss condition, which generally do not improve. So after that 40% rating from 2005 to 2010 was stabilized after meeting 5 years at that rating, the 40% was protected under A. However, it was reduced to 30% based on examination, and the court found, as the secretary submitted, that the 40% period should have been considered because that was in place for over 5 years. So that, unlike this case, was a case of worsening of symptoms as reflected in the rating. In our case, as I stated, 50% rating in 1968, that 5-year period would have had to go to 1973 for him to be able to have the protections under A. However, that did not occur. Instead, in 1970, he was granted a 30% rating.
You're describing the facts exactly right, but the first sentence, right, uses the term same level.
Correct.
The secretary could argue, if this court held same level means exactly what that means, same level for 5 years, not higher, not lower, same level, the secretary could always be you know, more generous to veterans. And if it was the situation in Simone Beach where it's gone up and then down, you could give them more protection. But to say that the words of the statute somehow same level means same level if it's going down, meaning improving, but same level doesn't mean that if it happened to go up. I'm wondering just how you get there linguistically.
We believe that this section C that says that the protections of A and B do apply to ratings which have continued for long periods of time at the same level as 5 years. But the second sentence discusses disabilities that are not stabilized and likely to improve. And thirdly, the third sentence in there is that re-examinations disclose an improvement will warrant a reduction.
Well, it's true. But certainly the words same level suggest what it sounds like, right? I mean, and I'm not going to read you the dictionary definition, but you just have to trust me, it's same level. And stabilized is stable, right? It's not moving up and it's not moving down. So those two phrases really suggest that the statute needs to be interpreted in a certain way. The not likely to improve, it seems to me to be read just as common sense, right? Because if something is getting worse, you're not going to have to worry about the issue that we have here, which is maybe something improving. So I guess what I'm saying is I'm somewhat baffled why the Secretary is making an argument that makes it much harder than what the plain language of same level and stabilize mean. Because I think the more you argue about this, the more I am tempted to find the regulation ambiguous. And then, of course, all bets are off about what we're going to do. So.
Right. We submit the plain reading, though, does state that the ratings in effect has to be continued for a long period of time of 5 years and likely to improve and not stabilized. We see that in the pro-veteran system that we have, the condition got worse. So as I stated, that was a worsening of symptoms, not likely to improve. And it also, in this case, was a hearing loss, as I stated before. That is not usually likely to improve as opposed to anxiety reaction may wax and wane. However, in this case, you look at the examinations and the rating decisions, which did decrease from 50% to 30% to 10%. So there's this continuing improvement. In that case, there was not.
Counsel, at what point do you start counting the five-year period?
Once the rating is assigned, in this case, 50%. So in 1968, it was 5 years, so that would make it 1973 before it stabilized at 5 years. Once that hit 5 years, that condition would be stabilized and afforded protections in 344A. However, that was reduced. And when they reduced it, they did notify the veteran. He did not appeal it. In this case, too, initially after he was given his 50% rating, he was unavailable to come in for an examination because he was working out of town and living out of town. After the examination, the rating was decreased to show improvement. And then in 1974, another examination showed further improvement, which the board found that a 10% rating, the 1974 rating decision found that a 10% rating was justified based on the case.
Well, one of the things that bothers me about this factually is it appears, as far as I can tell, that Mr. Simon was about a month away from actually falling under protection of 3.344. Had the rating level stabilized at 30% and had there not been a reduction in 1974.
That is correct, Your Honor, and I know the case of Brown v. Brown stated that 4 years, 11 months was, practically 4 years, 11 months was not long. You have to hit the 5 year period in this case that was not met. That's just happened to be the facts of this case. The Secretary submits that the plain reading shows that the rating must be in effect for 5 years, and each rating has a 5 year period that doesn't get the protections under A until that 5 year period is met.
So in both Siminovich, I can't pronounce that very well, and I think Crane was another decision, I think that might have been a in my decision from the chief judge, I'm not entirely sure, but I think the briefing of the secretary in those two cases did not make the argument quite like you're making here. Right? I mean, you didn't say, yeah, we agree there's an error here because 3.344C requires a consistent rating level if you're going down, but if you're going up, it doesn't, right? In other words, you didn't make that argument. The secretary just conceded this error. So has something changed since then?
No, Your Honor, we believe that the plain language does show that a rating has to be continued for a long period of times of 5 years, an improvement.
I understand what you're saying to me now, I think. What I'm saying is, you're sort of saying, yes, this has been our consistent position all along, right? But the briefing in the other cases doesn't take that exact position. It just seems to suggest something much more like what the appellant is actually saying here.
Okay.
In other words, you didn't draw that distinction in the other cases, at least that I'm aware of.
Okay, I'm not 100% sure on that, Your Honor. But in this case, we do believe that the facts are obviously unique to this case and that the five-year period...
Oh, I'm sure the facts are unique to this case because every case has unique facts, right? But the law is the same. And so my point is, just accept for a moment that I'm right. I love to be able to say that it's so often not true. But in this case, let's just assume I'm right, that you didn't make this argument at that in that way in the other two cases. And now you're making the argument here that allows you to say, no, we weren't actually inconsistent in those other cases because this is what we really meant. Just not disparaging the secretary, let's just assume that's what it is. Does that undercut for us at all our confidence in your position now? In other words, if it hasn't been the same.
Well, I don't think so. I think this is a pro-veteran court, obviously, in jurisdiction, and we believe that the increase in the Savinovich case, that the increase from 40 to 80%, he should be allowed to keep the 40% after the five-year period. And also, we believe that even if the plain meaning of this statute of 3404C was found to be ambiguous for some reason, we, I think, agree that the plain language does mean ratings at the same level. However, the deference should be go to the secretary's implementation of it, unless it's plainly erroneous. In this case, I think it's clear that the ratings have to be at the same level. So if you assign a 50% rating, that rating of 50% had to go throughout the five-year period, opposed to if he's assigned a 30-year rating, that would have to go through
the
five-year period.
The odd thing about this is we'd never be in a position to really address in a contested litigation your scenario, right? Because no veteran would ever appeal it, right? Because under your interpretation, you know, when the ratings are getting better, you apply 3.344C in a way basically what the appellant is saying, but only because it's getting worse, right? But since you're giving the veteran more protection, no veteran would ever appeal that, right? So we'd never be in that situation.
Unless an early effective date issue as well could be combined in there.
But are you coming back to this? Does the Secretary's earlier interpretations add anything to a potential ambiguity in this?
We don't think so. I'm not aware of the two cases you're talking about, the exact wording of the briefs in that case, but we think that the plain meaning of it, and as we're arguing today, is clear. The rating has to be in effect for 5 years before it stabilizes.
Can you look at the briefing of the Secretary in the other cases?
Yes. The Sinovich case, we conceded that the board didn't discuss the 40% rating. Crane, I did not see Crane, Your Honor, and there's other cases out there, but those, Simmons was just issued, also talked about the Q, which is the other issue I was going to present. If that, the court was to find that it was ambiguous or that the 3.344 A did apply, this is a Q case, so you need to find a manifestly different outcome, which we believe that when you look at the evidence of record in this case,
It's study improvement shown that his work and market improvement via examinations and his own statement as to
what he's doing. Got to the manifestly changed outcome point, because I think both the Chief Judge and I were on the Simmons panel.
Yes.
If we got to that, though, could we actually say that with some level of certainty that the outcome would have been different? And here's what I mean. In this case, the oddity is that he probably did have a 30% rating for 5 years in reality, because his 50% rating was the automatically assigned rating, right?
Well, that's also a question. Obviously, back in 1974, there's no reasons or basis. Section 384.131 says at minimum a 50% rating must be granted if he's separated from service due to anxiety or some other listed ones. In this case, it looked like they reviewed the examination and granted him 50%. There's nothing in it that said we believe he's entitled to a 10% rating. However, under Section 4.131, he's entitled to a 50% rating. So in this case, it's unclear what exactly made the 50% rating the 50% rating. We're not sure if it was automatic or not.
Well, and that's my point. Could we say that it would manifestly change, or it wouldn't manifestly change the outcome?
I think it would be debatable, which would make it not manifestly different outcome, because it's debatable of whether or not that would have changed anything when you reviewed all the evidence. So that's what the Secretary Smith said. If 38 CFR 3.344 A was applied, and it was found to be applied in this case, which we do not concede, then there still would not be a manifest different outcome in the case based on the facts here.
But the record indicates that that 50% was also based on incomplete medical evidence.
Your Honor, that was in the waiting decision. That was only related to the malaria records, and that's why he was granted service connection for malaria at that point in time. I believe the rating was just related to the malaria issue, not to any of the issues, because it's a well documented in the record about his hospitalization and throughout, and then to the different processes
so
thereafter.
The record was complete as to the anxiety ratings?
I'm sorry, excuse me, Your Honor?
The record was complete as to the anxiety ratings?
Yes, and the appellant hasn't argued it was never complete, Your Honor.
If there's another way that the veteran could have had a stabilized 30% rating, that is that there hadn't been a delay in that first examination after service. I believe it took a year, 18 months, when it should have taken some period less. If he'd gotten that examination earlier and a rating at 30%, beginning then, he'd have the 5 years.
That is correct, Your Honor, but the record reflects that he was the one that this VA tried to schedule an examination within 6 months. However, he was out of town working. So he was the one who requested an extension on it. So it was his own request that caused that delay in the VA examination. He was subsequently re-examined after a year. So the VA was conceded that he was out of town working, because which shows improvement, but he was unable to, I think he said he was over 200 miles away, so he was unable to attend.
So
therefore, that the VA couldn't have done anything for the examination until he was available.
It doesn't weigh into the manifestly changed outcome analysis at all?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think when you look at the record, evidence of record, the examinations show a marked improvement throughout. Actually, in 1969 examination, he was an assistant telephone splicer, and said he wasn't sure about what he wanted to do in the future. In the 1974 examination, he stated that he was now a telephone inspector. He obtained a degree in marketing and was looking for a job in that aspect of work. So we submit, when you look at the evidence of record, he was improving. So even if A did apply, that in this case, under these facts, there would not be a manifest different outcome, because it is debatable whether or not that would have changed anything back in 1974. If there's no further questions, the Secretary respectfully submits that the board decision should be affirmed. Thank you, Your Honors.
Your Honors, when looking to the language of this regulation, the concept of stabilization and the concept of likely to improve are two separate inquiries. In this case, there is no medical evidence, no competent and credible evidence, as of the 1974 reduction, that Mr. Simon's rating was likely to improve from his 30% level. So at the very least, Your Honors, this requires remand for the board to consider that in the first instance, as well as the second and third prongs of the Q analysis, which it refused to undertake because of its misinterpretation of the regulation. Whereas this is the first time that the Secretary has asked for deference in this case. Deference was not a part of the Secretary's argument in his brief, and we would submit that deference should not be paid to the interpretation that he's proffering today, but rather to the interpretation that was proffered in Siminovich. That is the more veteran-friendly approach, Your Honor. And when there is a conflict between the Secretary's interpretation, in this case, two different interpretations, the more veteran-friendly interpretation of that regulation, Your Honors, we would ask to prevail.
So where does that canon of regulatory construction come from? That in a regulation we should adopt the more veteran-friendly interpretation?
Well, I would rely on Trafter for that proposition, Your Honor. The Q elements in this case are met, contrary to what the Secretary has argued in his brief and what he has argued today. There was much discussion of the manifestly different outcome prong of the Q analysis. This isn't a unique situation because we are looking to Q in the context of a rating reductions, Your Honor. And when the regulations required to be applied in a rating reduction are not applied, that decision is void ab initio. It's void as soon as the ink dries, Your Honor. So the manifestly different outcome prong of the Q analysis in this case is satisfied by the fact that it's completely void as of the issuance of the 1974 rating decision. And if there are no further questions, Your Honor, Your Honors.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Your Honors.
Thank you all. The case is submitted for consideration. The court will now come down and recounsel. Yes. And we will retire for a few minutes and come back out and answer questions if you have any.
I rise.